Gentlemen, welcome to Bash. My name is Jock Yitch, and today we are proud to introduce one of the best FPS modders in South America. He has made some prodigious FPS mods and has two going great guns right now, both in the Medal of Honor world and in the COD world. He's been gaining a stream of followers. In fact, bashandslash.com readers like Hope74 alerted me to him. We are honored to have Freddy from Rio de Janeiro on today's program. Oi, Freddy, tudo bem?
Tudo bom.
Bom. Muito obrigado, Freddy, for coming on the program.
Thank you for the chance.
Oh, absolutely. I was very, very excited to read about what you've been doing down there in South America, and I wanted all the European and North American listeners to maybe get to know you a little bit, and that's what you're going to be doing for the next half hour. I'd like to talk to you about you, your mods, and you know what it's like to FPS game in Brazil.
It will be an honor.
Oh, that's fantastic. First of all, let's get right to the introduction.
Well, I'm Fred Reis from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I'm graduated in computers here. And I have a day job, like any normal guy, a wife. I love games, I love music. I really love to change the games to make them more fun to play. And that's it. I love soccer like any Brazilian people.
Yeah, that's very unusual for a Brazilian to play soccer.
It's a little surprise for everyone.
Yes, I've never heard of that.
From Brazilian that play soccer, but
I think the only surprise would be if you played soccer badly, because I don't know of any Brazilian who plays soccer badly. But how long have you been playing FPS?
Well, I play since Wolfenstein 3D.
Wolfenstein?
Yes, I played many years this game, especially the sequence Spear of Destiny. I really loved this game. I played for many times this game, even after Doom and any other clones that arrived later. I play a lot Spear of Destiny. It was my first loving FPS games.
Tell me more about the gaming that you guys do down there. I want to see what the differences are. We know all about, you know, your passion for sports, football, you got soccer for everybody else up here, and of course, you know, volleyball and basketball. There's a lot of interest in gaming in Brazil. But what about the passion that you guys have for FPS? Is there a large following for FPS in Brazil?
I think we have a good number of players, for sure. But we have a little problem, because almost of people here don't have enough money to get a good machine with a good VGA. So it's a little difficult. Too many people had access to games in general. People playing more games with a middle range. The game with more success here is Counter-Strike. It's more success here because you can simple download from the internet. The keys is a long time overpassed by the hackers, so you don't need to buy anything to play. And that's a little problem to Brazil, because we don't have much support from the rest of the world in games, because truth is we don't buy enough games. We have a very great community here, with lots of good players. And to Quake 2, we have a world championship from the last years. It's a very old game. We still have a good community of Quake 2 here in Brazil. We are playing against people in Europe and people in US with really high pings. And it's a really difficult to play with high pings like that. And we are not the best, we can win, but we reach almost there.
So it must be also obviously very difficult to stay on the cutting edge of gaming when you can't purchase the hardware that you'd like to be able to purchase. But in addition to that, the games are very expensive down there, I would imagine. Like here, if you buy Call of Duty 4, for example, I know it cost me, I think, $50 Canadian. When it first came out, that's a significant amount of money for someone.
Yeah, it's the same price over here.
Right, and three reais to one US dollar still, something like that?
No more, it's almost two.
Almost two to one. That's still a considerable amount. That's a very bad conversion, would be roughly $100 for a single game. So, you know, in your own money. So that's quite a considerable amount to pay, I guess. And so what you end up doing is you end up using, a lot of the people in Brazil end up using cracked servers then.
Yeah. Not all, of course. The people who buy games, like myself, my friends, are old. They are not kids.
Yeah.
We play since I was a kid, and we grew up with that. So we pay for the original games. I have almost 100 games, all originals. I know many people that do that too. But the kids don't have money. They need to ask to his father's partners to give the money to buy the games. The games are expensive to us, really is. So they can't buy a Call of Duty 4, for example, to play over the internet. So because don't have good game servers over here. We don't have even 10. Call of Duty servers in Brazil right now.
So in all of Brazil, you have not even 10. You have about 10 servers.
Yeah.
Wow.
10 servers. It's very small number. And all of them, I can look right now and I can show you at least 5 that are empty.
Wow.
Because don't have players with the original version playing.
Yeah.
All the generic version.
I understand that generic version. That's a nice euphemism. You know, I know that you're a very, very big FPS fan. You've been a big Medal of Honor fan. You supported that series, the Medal of Honor series. What did you think of Airborne? It came out last year. What did you think of the game when it came out?
Well, when I got the demo, I really loved the game. I thought that it would be a fantastic game. I only think that the game was very, very easy. Because it was too easy, too really easy. I made a test that I put in the high level, which was the expert mode, and I simply stay in front of the enemy and let them shot me. Let's only kill me after almost 1 minute.
It took him a minute. It took the enemy a minute to essentially
almost a minute to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
He needs 4 shots until you to be killed. So this is not war. What is that? I don't know what is that.
It's not. It's a little bit arcadey, I guess you're saying. It's too much of an arcade game. It's not realistic. So that's why you came up, I guess, with something that's right now, at least in the Medal of Honor community. And I think you've told me before, you know, there's not much of a community left, but in the Medal of Honor community, you've created a a mod called HER, the Hayash Extreme Realism mod. And you have you had a really good interview on the Total Gaming Network. Can you quickly tell me whether or not what the HER is, and is it gaining acceptance in that community?
Yeah, thank you. The mods I created exactly to fix this problem, to make the game more realistic, like the first one, for example, or the sequence. All of them are more realistic. Even the Pacific Assault are more close to realistic. I don't want a game like very, very ultra realistic, like you need to do anything, everything to simulate the real war, but must give to the player the fear of death, at least that.
Yeah, you must be afraid of getting shot, or else you're not going to play.
Yeah. This wasn't there in Airborne, so I made this mod first. Think about that.
So you think that the Medal of Honor guys got the game really pretty much totally wrong then, for you anyway?
Yeah, I think the graphics, the effects. It was really cool. I think it was very well done.
You like the effects, you like the graphics.
I think the maps, the jumping, everything was really cool. I really don't understand what they try to do. They do everything right, in the end, turning the game into arcades. I don't know what they try to do with that. But I did the mod to fix that. And when I did it, I really loved the game. I played that demo many, many times until the final release arrived here in Brazil.
Well, if Electronic Arts decides to call me, I'll give them your name. Maybe they can use your help.
Okay,
I'm not so sure there's going to be another Medal of Honor game, but if they do ask, I'll send them your URL. So it must have been really cool for you to then realize that there was another game coming around the corner. You know, Call of Duty came out soon after. What did you think of Call of Duty 4?
I really love the game. I love Call of Duty since the first one too. I really love the single player of Call of Duty. I think the story, everything is match perfect, like a glove. I didn't like the multiplayer from the first, the Night Offensive, and COD 2, the multiplayer is a lot better, but it's not a great multiplayer. I finally put back the search and destroy game type, the objective game type.
So you like the multiplayer in COD 4?
I really love the multiplayer, because first they did everything, so anyone will be happy with the multiplayer. The kids have thousand ways to play more easy games,
many variations. Yeah.
So it will make everyone happy.
So if you liked COD4 and the multiplayer so much, I guess I'm a little bit surprised that you came up with a multiplayer mod for COD4 called Frontlines. Why did you decide to write the mod? Were you dissatisfied with COD4 in some ways? Because it sounds like you really liked COD4 multiplayer.
The multiplayer is fantastic, but the maps that came from with the game were very small. If you're gonna start to play with 20 players, for example, then you are spawned too close to the enemy. So everyone after spawn start to send nades to the other spawn. So you kill the half of the other team very fast with the nades, grenade launcher, rockets, and now we will have also the airstrike. I first think, I need to fix that. The game is so cool. I need to fix that. So I grabbed the tools and started to look at the code. It's fault about that, the highest power protection that...
Let me just interrupt you. Because you saw the problem with the spawn, you developed something, you called it the Hayash spawn protection. You've got a nice little video, which we're going to show on the website in YouTube, that shows how you protect people in spawn, right? That's one of the first things that you did.
Yeah.
So let's get right to some of the more interesting parts of the mod, the game type and the gameplay aspects of the mod, which is what attracted me. I mean, aside from things like spawn protection, what you've come up with is, I guess you called it a war server. I don't know how else to describe it, but it's more like a campaign mode, isn't it?
Yeah. It's more like this. You have a final object to reach, and we have two teams, of course, and start the war. You win, we lose territories. You need to find a path to get a commander. Then when you reach there, you must kill the commander. If your team do that, you're going to win the war.
I see. So you have two teams. You have territories that you can win. And the main objective is to kill the other team's commander. That's the main objective. Not to get a flag or do anything, but actually to kill the other team's commander.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's the final objective.
That's your war server. And the game types that you're playing inside that war server... I think you've got three game types. You have something you call Battlefront, you have Commander, and VIP. Is that right?
Yeah. I have these three game types. In fact, it's just two, but the second, the Commander, you can change to VIP just with a flag. So in the end, we have three game types.
I see. So Commander and VIP are very similar.
Yeah.
So the difference between Commander and VIP is, everybody knows what VIP is. I think there's in VIP, VIP is kind of a very old school game where you're trying to protect your VIP. VIP typically only has like a handgun that they use. A commander is a little bit more than that, right? I mean, you allow your commander to have a submachine gun, I think.
Yeah. You have a submachine gun. You have especially the uniforms of the VIP, the commander, are very different. The commander are more camouflage with his soldiers. When the VIP is very clear where's the target, so it's a lot more difficult to get the commander, the enemy's commander, than the VIP.
Right, so the commander blends in with his troops, whereas the VIP sticks out, I guess.
Yeah.
I think you were mentioning to me that the VIP, if all your troops have black, you know, camo, the VIP has white camo, that kind of, or white clothes.
Yeah.
So it's very easy to see the VIP, the commander, not so much. And in Battlefront, that game kind of really interested me. It sounds to me like it's a mixture of both team deathmatch and sort of like S&D. There's like an objective in the game, but there's also this aspect of team deathmatch.
Yeah, that's the deal of this game type. I mixed the team deathmatch with the search and destroy, but the object is kill the other team like any team deathmatch. But now we have fixed objective to the to one team, like be the defenders, when the other is at the attackers. So the attackers must kill the defenders before the time limits, or the defenders will win the round.
Oh, I see. So you have the objective is to eliminate the other team by a certain time, or else you're going to lose. Wow, that's a lot of pressure, I guess. yeah, I definitely wouldn't do very well at that. And obviously, there's no respawning, so you only have one life.
Yeah. It's one life. All my game types is just one life.
That's cool. You've also got something that you're thinking about putting into the game, from what I've heard, and it's something called Duel. What's Duel all about?
Duel is just a small feature that I think to put in on the servers to just have fun. When left just two players, one from each side, just remove their weapons and left them there with just their with knives. So they must do a kind of bash to win the round. It just is, of course, it's all configurable, so you can turn this on and off.
I see. So the last two guys in the game, essentially all their weapons disappear when you're down to two guys, and the last two guys duke it out with knives.
Yeah.
We'll call that a slash.
That's right.
We won't call it bash. We'll call it slash. It's kind of interesting. There's a lot of multi-purpose types of mods out there. I'm not sure if yours is completely multi-purpose, because it sounds like it's geared to the idea or the concept of more like a campaign type mod. Were you inspired by any of the existing multiplayer mods out there, or is this simply the inspiration that you got simply from your other modding, you know, background, your Medal of Honor mods, etc.? Did you know, or have you seen any of the Call of Duty 4 mods out there?
Yeah, I take a look to feel in the last month, but it wasn't my inspiration. My main idea is convert my Blood Wars that I did, Quake 2, to Call of Duty 4, which need all these game types that I created.
Blood Wars being your Quake mod,
just porting the Blood Wars that I created to Quake 2 to Call of Duty 4. That's my main idea.
Right. So,
idea.
So this Blood Wars has been ported to Call of Duty, and that's your war server idea. That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's really cool.
That's my main idea.
So yeah, you've already got this mod on a few servers. People are downloading it. We're going to post links to, I think it's COD Files that has a link to your that you can download your mod. You can download your mod there at COD Files. And I heard that you've got a lot of people downloading it. It was the download of the week a few weeks ago. There's a lot of people doing that. You're getting a really good following. Have you got a lot of good feedback from people from this mod?
Yeah, I have a lot. I'm really happy with that. I don't expect much of this because I don't know. I never be an active modder from Call of Duty. I never worked with Call of Duty more in modding before. I'm more old. I worked a lot with Quake and.
You worked a lot with the Quake engine, so you haven't done a lot of COD modding, but obviously you've been very, very successful very quickly with it.
Yeah,
so that's really good.
That's what was a little surprise, because I after I started my mod, I found many famous mods already there. The AWE,
yeah, EWE,
and a few others. I don't believe that I will fight against them for servers. I fought. We got a few comments here and there. We have a lot of people, especially in France and Germany. I think are both the countries with more servers of front lines and many people playing. I saw many generals already, and even I'm general in front lines yet.
Very, very good. We wish you a lot of success with Frontlines. I know it's going to become a very, very popular mod. I think the fact that you can turn that mod into this sort of campaign and build a campaign game very, very quickly with very little knowledge in server administration or in modding, you can do something like that right away. I mean, there's a lot of tournament mods out there that have campaign modes. Here, you can take your mod and turn it into a campaign mode right away. And that's really interesting for people who want to have a more in-depth experience and make the game last over more than a few rounds of play every night. You can turn this game into a long war like you were I think looking for, and to span weeks, I guess, you can play.
We can just ask the other clans to make a war, for example, in a weekend, the whole weekend, a full war between the two clans. The server could be 24 hours a day running this battle.
Yeah, the game, the way you've got it set up, the game becomes more than just who can win the most games or get most points in a particular round. You really are talking about this campaign that can last a couple of days. People can go in and maybe have this, as you said, have it run for 24 hours round the clock and turn it into an event as opposed to just a couple of games against some clan. You know, I guess the inspiration for you is the fact that you didn't have there are not a lot of clans, as you were mentioning early on in the podcast. You're saying there are not a lot of clans in Brazil, and this was your way of trying to make it a little bit more interesting for you down there, because you don't have a lot of clans playing. Here's a mode of play which allows you to play against the same team, but you can really squeeze more fun out of it, right? Doing this.
That was the main problem that I tried to fix with Blood Wars that I'm porting to College 4.
Listen, thank you very, very much for coming on. We're going to post all the information for this mod, Frontlines, on the article that we're going to do with you. We're going to post it right next to the webcast. And I'd like to wish you a tremendous amount of luck with it. You're doing a great job down there. Keep it up. Hopefully you guys will continue to grow the game in Brazil and turn that into a game even stronger than football, which you're playing down there. I doubt that'll ever happen, but here's hoping.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for interesting my mod and this interview. It was really fun.
So if you want to say hello to all your Brazilian fans out there, maybe you can give them a little bit of a hello, a little bit of a shout-out if you want. I'll give you an opportunity to say hi to everybody in Brazil.
Eu quero mandar um abraço para a galera do Blood Culture, que é meu clã que inspirou tudo isso. E sem eles não existiria Blood Wars, não existiria o Frontlines. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Freddy, and good luck to you. Até logo.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Brother Bashers, Sister Slashers, thanks for listening to Bash. Come to our portal site, bashandslash.com, for more info on gaming. Join our boards and take part in our community. And remember, please support Bash by checking out our sponsors' links or by donating to Bash today. Thanks.
You've just been bashed.